Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Yes, I was helped out by a different representative before. So actually, there's some online transaction. First I thought of my daughter made it, right? Then I talked to her, chat with her. She said no, she never made those purchases. So it looks like it's a fraud, right? So, but some transaction went back a couple months ago, like, so I just wonder how we're gonna handle this thing.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm having a hard time understanding you, but can we get started by getting your zip code?
Yeah. 75006. Honey, can you make her quiet now?
And can you state your name?
It's Yang Kang Ma.
Can you verify your address?
Yeah, 2113 Via del Norte, Carrollton, Texas, 75006.
And do you recall on November 3rd paying the shipping and handling for the free foot massager?
Yes, that's just one time, right? $7.
That foot massager was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and the membership fee for that store is $49.99. And each month you are enrolled, you will receive a $125 gift card.
No, I never received a gift card.
They sent it to your email inbox. It was an e-card.
I never receive it. Yeah, I never receive it. And they didn't tell me anything about the membership, right, when I signed up for the foot massage. They didn't send, yes, I saw the $7 on the charges, right? So that's kind of, right, crazy business practice, right? I mean, if you say send me a $130 gift card, right? I mean, I never receive it. And you can resend me again, right? If that's the case, right? Because you can see never used, right?
Yes, sir, I can get that email sent to you again.
Yeah, and so how often you charge me?
Each month.
Say that again.
Every month.
Well, what's that gift card? What's that gift card for? I never sign up that thing,
To
right?
make purchases on that Factory Direct Savings Store.
No, I don't want that. Why do I want that? I never sign anything for that.
Yes, sir, and bear me one moment while I get your account canceled or you're not getting billed any further.
Yes, and I dispute the previous charge. I don't need a gift card, right? Because that's not something I consent, right? I mean, you guys do crazy business, you know? Yeah, I want the foot massage, and I just throw that away. It's such a low quality, right? I never sign anything. I just ordered that foot massage. You can't just say because I'm ordering something, you're gonna charge me a membership fee. What? How small print? Whatever, you're
Yes, sir, I
online,
did get
right?
that account canceled for you.
Yeah. And I dispute all the transactions, okay? I don't need your gift card, you know. It's just to make me so upset. You know, I mean, if everybody do business like you, if I go McDonald's, right, buy a $5 hamburger, they, oh, we have promotion membership, $20 if you eat a McDonald's, $100 a month, right?
And I can get you refunded 35% of that latest charge, and that's all I can get you refunded.
What? You want to file lawsuits with you?
Take all actions you feel is necessary, but
well,
I can only get you refunded that 35%.
This is going to be a class lawsuit action, right? You're not create this business just for me, right? You create for the millions of people, right? How many people there, right? I can find a lawyer for free, you know?
Yes, sir. Take all action you feel is necessary. But
yeah,
that refund is all we can do for you.
Yeah, get all the refunds back, right? You charged me $100 already.
One moment. Okay, and I did talk to my supervisor, and what I can do for you is get you refunded 50% of that amount.
Well, it's up to you, right? I can easily find the two lawyers to deal with this thing, right? They sue Chocolate Codiva, right? They have a Belgian chocolate, 1841, whatever, right? Deceived consumer. I mean, how did you deceive consumer, right? I never signed anything explicitly, right? And you send a gift file, not just email. How many junk email you get every day, right? I mean, it's obvious not a decent business practice, right? There's probably hundreds of pitfall any lawyer can find you in business practice, right? You want trouble, go ahead, right? I already dispute online. The Bank of America will not let you get the money anyway, right? They will charge you. They have lawyers. They have fraud detection department, right?
And that 50% refund is all we can do for you, sir.
Well, please send me your business address, right? I'm doing business with you, your representatives, right? Cancel my membership. Send your business address to
me. We don't give out our address due to security reasons.
You don't give out your address? Well, I'm disputing the transaction, all of it, okay? You know, and the Bank of America will not let you have a penny, right, if I dispute it, right?
And take all actions you feel is necessary, sir.
Okay, and I'll find a lawyer, right? They will dig you information, right? They will find your IP address, right? And they will find the registered company, right? There's the FBI, they can do that too, right? There's millions of ways to trace you guys, right?
Yes, sir, and take all actions you feel is necessary. That 50% refund is all we can do for you.
Well, okay. You cancel my membership fee, right?
Yes, sir. Your account is canceled.
All right. I'm still disputing it. Okay? You hear me, okay? Right? Because I'm not happy, right? I think this is deceiving business practice.
And if that is a valid charge, sir. And I would like
that's
to make
what?
You aware that we win 99.9% of all our disputes. And I would hate for you to be out of pocket for out of all your money, but at least by working with me, you can get some of your money back.
Okay. You know, just wait for the lawyers, right? You know, right?
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Well, send me email, right? Refund the email, right? Cancel membership email, right? because I don't trust you guys, right? Do you have my address?
Yes, sir,
well,
we
you
do.
Have to do that. You have to do that, right? Send me email, say your membership has been canceled, right? We refund you 50%, right?
So I can get you refunded at 50% refund?
No, I don't care. Send an email, say membership canceled, right? We get you refund, right? I need some evidence, right? You do electronically, right? I need some evidence, right?
One moment.
Well, because if you keep charging me, you say, your original sign up this thing, right? Although I didn't even know.
One moment.
Yeah, I'll find a lawyer. I'll find a lawyer. They are hungry shark, you know. They don't have anything to do. They just walk on you guys like you, right? You think you get a good deal, right? Wait till your jail time, right?
Bear me one moment while I get that refund, Prophet.
Thank you.
And could that be, I mean, that refund will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days?
Yeah, and I need an email, right? Confirmation that. Cancellation of membership, right?
I got you a cancellation number.
No, I need you to send me email, damn it.
Yes, sir, I'm not in control over sending emails. I can get you that cancellation number.
I need you to send me email. What's that number do to me?
It's a verification.
No, I need you to send an email. I need a receipt. Don't you do business and you need a receipt or transaction?
Pardon me, sir. I can't understand you.
Well, I need a receipt. Is that too much to ask you?
You will be receiving an email.
Of what?
That account being canceled.
The membership is being canceled?
Yes, sir.
And the refund, right?
Yes, sir.
When do I receive it?
You will be receiving it shortly.
All right. Hang on tight. Right? I want to see the email before you go, okay?
No, sir. I cannot wait on the... I cannot wait on the line with you. I do have other customers to assist.
All right. Yeah, if you don't refund me 100%, right, you're going to hear more trouble from the lawyers.
I got
right?
you refunded 50%.
Okay, that's fine, right? And I'm still disputing it, right? And you will hear the lawyers, right?
Yes, sir. Take all actions you feel is necessary. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Yeah. What's by the way, what's your business name?
We are a third-party call center.
Third-party? So who you work with?
We don't give out our name due to security reasons, sir.
All right. I guess you enjoy your day, right? Just wait the people in the FBI, whoever, right, find you, okay?
And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.